It's time for the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. This is Ed Kowalski with another hour-long jam of the best album rock and roll from the past three decades, along with the stories about the stars who made the music. This week, our series on classic rock superstars profiles an all-American classic rocker. Here's the man whose fans call him the boss, Bruce Springsteen. We start with Blinded by the Light on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
Teenage diplomat in the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round with this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing. The Calliope crashed to the ground. Some old hot hat shop was heading for a hot spot, snapping his fingers, clapping his hands. In some flesh wild mascot was tied to a lover's knot with a whatnot in her hand. And now young Scott with a slingshot finally found a tender spot and throws his lover in the sand. And some bloodshot forget-me-not whispered daddies with an earshot, save the buckshot, turn up the band. Mama always told me not.
Change was made of time and the big man joined the band. From the coastline to the city, all the little brown whales of hell. I'm gonna sit back right easy and laugh. Well, the school up in Memphis, the city in hell.
from 1975, Born to Run, the breakthrough hit for Bruce Springsteen. Also in the set, a couple of early Springsteen tunes, 10th Avenue Freeze Out and Blinded by the Light, a song that later was remade into a big hit by Manfred Mann's Earth Band. My name is Ed Kowalski. Glad to have you with us today on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. When Bruce was 14, he bought his first guitar from a pawn shop for $18. He learned to play by strumming along with the songs he heard on the radio. It wasn't too long after that until Bruce joined his sister's boyfriend's band and began composing his own songs. In 1971, Springsteen formed his own group. Then a few months later, he assembled a 10-piece band. And less than 9 months after that, Springsteen signed a 10-album, 10-year deal with CBS Records. We'll pick up Bruce's story right there after some more Springsteen classic rock. This is Badlands.
But this one.
From his album The River, Bruce Springsteen and Hungry Heart. Also, Badlands, off of Darkness at the Edge of Town. Springsteen's first album, Greetings from Asbury Park, did little in the way of sales, especially after the then-head of CBS Records proclaimed Bruce to be the next Bob Dylan. A second album, The Wild, the Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle, also underperformed. When we return, hear what turned Bruce Springsteen's career around and how he made musical history. I'm Ed Kowalski. This is the Classic Rock Show on the VOA Music Mix Network. Welcome back. This is Ed Kowalski. In 1974, when Bruce Springsteen and his band were opening for Bonnie Raitt, Bruce's act was caught by John Landau, writer and critic for Rolling Stone magazine. Landau reviewed the performance with these words, "I have seen the future of rock and roll, and its name is Bruce Springsteen." The 1975 album Born to Run proved to be a breakthrough and resulted in cover stories in both Time and Newsweek magazines the same week. But then, legal difficulties halted any new studio recordings until 1978. But those problems didn't keep Springsteen from touring. His concerts were always held at the largest venues and always to sold-out crowds. The shows would sometimes last more than 4 hours. Once the legal matters were settled, Bruce returned to the recording studio. In the 1980s, Springsteen jumped on the music video trend to further expose his work. He became the darling of the video crowd with songs like this one, the title track from Born in the USA, on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
Get up in the evening. radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you cares. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This comes for higher. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. There's a joke, here's some wine, and it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love.
Bruce Springsteen is our featured artist this week on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. My Hometown, Glory Days, Dancing in the Dark, and Born in the USA. All songs with a nostalgic theme from Bruce Springsteen's 1984 album, Born in the USA. This is Ed Kowalski on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. Bruce broke the hearts of his female fans in 1985 when he married model and actress Julianne Phillips. Springsteen dedicated his 1987 album, Tunnel of Love, to Julianne. From that collection, here's Brilliant Disguise.
I don't battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. I saw my reflection in a window and didn't know my own face. Oh, brother, are you gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia? Stone, I heard the voices of friends vanished and gone. At night I could hear the blood in my veins, just as black and whispering as the rain on the streets of Philadelphia. Ain't no angel gonna greet me. It's just
you and I, my friend. And my clothes don't fit me no more. I want 1,000 miles just to slip this ski. The night is falling, I'm blind awake. I can feel myself fading away. So receive me, brother, with you faithless kiss, or will we leave each other alone like this on the streets of Philadelphia?
Bruce Springsteen won an Academy Award for that song from the motion picture Philadelphia. That was Streets of Philadelphia. Ahead of that, Brilliant Disguise. Springsteen and Julianne Phillips were divorced in 1990. A year later, the Boss married his backup singer, Patti Scalfa. In 1999 and 2000, he traveled throughout Europe and the USA on the E Street Band reunion tour. Bruce continued to tour and record into the 21st century with and without the E Street Band. We hope you've enjoyed our look at the career and music of Bruce Springsteen. Thanks to co-producer Margot Braswell. My name's Ed Kowalski. Thank you for listening. Join us again next week for another edition of the Classic Rock Show here on the world's best variety, the VOA Music Mix Network.